flexes, we abide. Burn sessions where the wrestling truth resides.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Per Sessions Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Main of Main. And of course, we are live every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if you cannot guess
the show. Are you just going to stop at the Main of Main? You have a name.
Big Cat Tyler Adams.
There you go.
It's not my wife who fucked it up this time. It was myself. Catch us live every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or, you know, if you can't catch us live, you can always listen to us on every audio platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars. We appreciate it. Of course,
five star Fox Flash.
I still got to pull that. For a soundbite. I'm here with Dylan Nix, the Nautical Nightmare.
Life gets in the way sometimes. We'll say it that way. And I was supposed to be Geno's tonight. I wish all my friends and brothers and sisters great luck at Geno's. It's a fun place to be. I would have loved to have been there, but, well,
shit happens. It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat you. Why I didn't go. So, JP, I hope you get your ass kicked tonight. So.
Oh, he hasn't been too bad.
No.
JP O'Tizzle.
I think that little spasm finally got out of him.
Oh yeah.
Still waiting on Samuel Matthews to show his ugly face one day.
Oh, he might grumble back in here at some point in the near future.
Some point. And Levi is.
By the way, if anyone's watching and wondering what I'm doing, I'm writing on a whiteboard right now. So, but I'm talking to
him. He's writing down his murder hit list because he lost the MEW title.
Big cat. No.
He lost the MEW title last week. Was it last week or the week before?
It was last Saturday. Was it a whole week ago or 2 weeks ago at this point?
I can't remember.
I think it was last Saturday. Yeah, it was the 18th.
Yeah.
So yes, I lost my coveted, defended. My 8 month reign has come to an end.
And as promised, special guest tonight we have Joey. No.
Whatever. The kid beat me fair and square. You got. I'll be honest. I wasn't going light on him. And everyone was like, "Oh, he was taking easy on him." No, I was not. I was throwing him all around the ring. I was beating the crap out of him. He got me with a couple quick little moves and stuff. Give him a little bit of credit. My own hubris, honestly. I hit him with a big old belly to belly leg drop. Was like, "All right, man, got him here. 1, 2. Nope, kicked out. Ref Mo said 2. I kicked up, looked at Mo for a second. What the hell? And in that the hell moment, 1, 2, 3, they happen.
Would he roll you up?
Yeah, he get me the crucifix pin.
Oh, bullshit!
Yeah. So, deal. Like I said, man, sometimes your own hubris gets you.
You should have thrown out your muscle buster. You would have got it.
I didn't want to cripple the poor kid.
But yeah, we get a
lot. He's bottom heavy. I don't know. I probably could have got him up. He's bottom heavy. So
we got some stuff to talk about. Speaking of main stuff, sadly, if nobody knows yet, for those who are not in the area, we all trained at the Limitless Dojo.
Oh God, we got to go into this, don't we? Yes.
Yeah, we do. Sadly, we got news the beginning of October that they have to close. Now, it's nothing to do with Randy Carver Jr., who is running it. It's not his fault. What we basically figured out was the building is doing reservations, right? And
I think they're restructuring what they're doing with the building.
Right. They're rewriting.
So the apartments will still be on top. I think what they're doing is they're going, well, we're going to turn this into something else, basically.
Maybe more apartments or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The building used to be a big building, but there used to be apartments up top and multiple different other businesses on the bottom. So you had the dojo. You had I think it was like a car depot, whatever.
There was Stanley Steamer, which is a cleaning thing. Yeah.
And then there was the, there was another business next to them. And then there was the, once in a while person that would come in and sell like a bunch of shit.
Oh yeah, it was like a yard sale almost.
Yeah,
I think like two or three people bought like wrestling shoes from her because she had like these wrestling shoes. They're just like,
a bunch of random sports shit. It's like
worst part now is like I probably would buy it because she had a pair of purple and silver ones I didn't want at the time. Now I'm like except I don't have purple gear anymore. So, well, I still have purple gear. I just don't wear purple gear anymore.
Yeah, because good old Levi Spade had to leave us, little fucker.
Yep, I don't wear that anymore. So.
But yeah, so everybody basically got the hey, we're doing something different left. And yeah, so with that, I think Adam Booker wanted to start up a school for a while. So I think him and I'm not sure if I think Limitless is involved a little bit. I'm not
yes, sure. Yeah, it is Limitless is part of it right now. It's kind of like the unofficial training school for Limitless Wrestling. It's being headed up by Adam Booker, by Ace Romero. I don't know what the hell I almost said for Ace's last name right there. Hazard, the 23 Hazard, Channing Thomas, and Anthony Green. And I mean, to be fair, those are some fantastic people to learn from. And they're whoever goes down there to train, and I've seen a few of our compatriots down there already. Whoever goes down there to train and learn are going to be learning from some very, very, very talented people.
Yeah, so. Very talented people. Yeah. So that was the dojo. Sadly, let's see. Had it? I guess I did not have it ready.
Nope. Big Time Wrestling. You know, JP's working that show.
Yeah, I was just gonna say something about that too. JP's actually managed to work that show, and hopefully, you know,
didn't even give us a call. No call for us.
No, do you know how he told? He said that the way that it was
Champ, right?
Champ, yeah,
yeah, Champ Matthews. Champ. Yeah, I heard about that.
And he said Matt Riddle's there. I'm like, oh god, I hope he doesn't watch a podcast because kind of shit on Matt Riddle.
Oh man, I mean, to be fair, I was joking with Red Dog when I was on his podcast. I was like, dude, AEW is never gonna hire me. You're tuned into the podcast wants to be like, no, fuck that guy.
Well, not even that, because I'm pretty sure they look into all your shit, so it's like they immediately pop up with a bunch of us talking shit about them. So it's like, whoop.
And the worst part is like, I've always said this, I don't hate on AEW, I just want them to be better. I do.
Yeah, the talent is great.
Yeah, the talent's great. I was watching a match the other day. It wasn't AEW, it was an indie match. And it was like bang, kick up, 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 bang. I'm like, seriously?
Yep.
Like, freaking stay down.
I completely forgot about it. You brought up AEW, and I just remembered it. The fish tank. Did you see the fish tank?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Let's try to commit actual murder in the middle of the ring, because you know.
I said this before. When is it too much?
I understand
ECW had extreme shit. Like, I think the worst thing that they had was a crucifixion.
Yeah, that's with Raven and Tommy Dreamer. They did it twice. But here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. Besides the crucifixion, if you watch ECW, and I am a huge ECW fan. I think I've told the story. I used to go to my aunt's house. My aunt had one of the giant satellite dishes, the one you actually had to press buttons and you could actually hear the satellite moving outside.
It was the size of an RV.
Yes. And this thing would connect to actual legit satellites in the sky, different ones to connect to different stations. Right. I would go up there on Saturday afternoon and I would have to hunt because it moved. I would have to hunt for the satellite that would show ECW TV from New York at 12, I think it was 12:30 in the afternoon on every second Saturday of the month. Yep. And I would plop myself down and watch it. Now, if you watch ECW's hardcore stuff, they had barbed wire, they had tables, they had like candlesticks, stop signs. But here's the thing. All that stuff, besides the stop signs, most of that stuff feels like it can be found around the arena. Like, or be like there in some capacity for some reason, right? It at least made sense. Now, a fish tank, you have to pull a fish tank out, fill it with water, and then dunk someone's head in it. I'm like, you're missing steps here. that don't make no freaking sense. And like, surround the dude in a fish tank. It's like the gasoline thing. That's still
not only that. Like, I think the former Lee Riders, like, what are we doing here? Yeah. You're going to have people, you're going to have kids trying to do this shit.
Yeah. So they don't do it anymore, but WWE used to have the thing like, you know, kids don't, we're trained professionals, don't try this at home. And of course we all tried it at home.
It's all because of that kid that broke his sister's neck by accident.
That's it why wasn't a sister. It was a kid they were babysitting actually.
Oh, babysitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Accidentally broke her neck and killed her. Yep. And that's when WWE like, don't do this at home.
It's like, please don't do this. And the thing is, like I said, we've all done stupid shit, you know? But it's like, dude, seriously? Let's drown him in a fish tank, because that's a good plan.
It's like the bag was like this. It's just way too extreme. Like, maybe, I don't know. Like, you're trying to get fans.
Yeah.
And you're basically getting to like a mature audience with this shit.
If I
had AEW on and I saw that and my kids were sitting there watching,
so I'll be honest. When I was watching wrestling when I was a kid, my parents didn't watch wrestling with me. Every now and then I'd have like Raw in the living room or something. My dad would watch, you know, dad got a kick out of it. My dad gets a total kick out of watching me wrestle to this day, by the way. But my mom's one of those people that she watches people get hurt and she feels it. My dad just gets a freaking kick out of it. So dad, to this day, dad watches it. And I'm really sad they weren't there at the last Crown show because dad wasn't feeling well. So they didn't get to see me win the title. That's all right, though. But anyway, you know, it's like they never watched me watch wrestling. They didn't know what was going on. Like, I remember, and I think I've told this story before, is Jake Roberts having the Cobra bite Macho Man Randy Savage. Come find out it was D-Venom and didn't yada, 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 yada. But still, it's still sticking its fangs into Macho Man's arm, right? Back in the day, that was a huge deal. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is like, what's going on? Ah, freaking out. Now that would be tame. John Mox would be like, I eat six Cobras and freaking drink your bones. You know, it's like, bro.
It's they're just gonna get to a point where they're gonna get cut off TV.
Yeah, someone's actually gonna
too much.
Someone's gonna get really hurt, and I'm not talking like we're.
He already got really hurt.
Yeah,
with the spike bat.
I mean, like, imagine if that spike would have went into his spine, hurt. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm honestly surprised it didn't.
I am too. Be fair, but I mean, you know, I'm waiting for that moment of, oh, he went through 24 panes of glass, 17 light tubes, and a tank of piranhas, and now he's crippled for life. Well, what the fuck did you expect?
It's just they're gonna get to a point where they're gonna get cut off TV. It's gonna be like you're too much. Can't put you on TV anymore.
Apparently, one of the rumors going around is WB, who is the parent company of AOL Time Warner. Basically, WB kind of is like, so it's AOL Time Warner, WB, and everything's kind of in one conglomerate over here, right?
Yep.
Apparently, they want to sell to Netflix. That's what I've been hearing.
I wonder why.
Because Netflix makes money. So
yeah, exactly. For now.
And that's great and everything, but what happens to AEW if they go to Netflix? WWE's like, Netflix is like,
HBO. Well,
We already got Raw. Yeah, I mean, they might go to HBO. But no, HBO's owned by Time Warner.
Yeah, but they're on an HBO contract as it is already.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's going to get stupid before it gets better. So
yeah.
At this point, we might as well just pay for cable. It's all it is anyway. So.
Well, that was another tangent I want to get into. We can get in later. Like, it's fucking stupid. But yeah, so.
I have no more White Claws. I'm sad.
You don't have your...
I don't have my booze.
You don't have any booze.
I ain't getting the booze. I got pizza today though, so that's good.
So we got this was their first. This is just basically come in and whatever, and then it looks like a huge turnout, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if these kids will actually do it. And here's the thing. A lot of people understand. Oh, is that Nate in the background right there? On the very left.
Yeah, that's Speckman. Yeah, he's gonna be part of it. Kind of like Greenleaf would show up for us for like ref training. Oh. I think Speckman's going to be kind of there, like show up, help any potential refs learn how to be a good ref. And honestly, learning under Nate Speckman as a referee, you're really lucky.
This was a little bit bigger than I thought it was, because with the first picture I saw with Ace, it looked like it looked like somebody just redid the walls at the dojo. And
that room's pretty good size. Like, there's actually room in there to move.
But you can tell it's the same setup, because they got the garage door on the right side.
Yeah.
So,
but what I like is there's room to practice. Like, we never were able to practice dives.
Dives.
Like, there's no room in the dojo to ever practice dives. If you didn't dive, you never dove. Like, none of us ever dove. There's no room to do it, like, unless we wanted to end up in Randy's lap.
Exactly.
which we almost did on eliminations a couple times.
Right.
So you see Randy grab the table, pull the table.
Yeah, he pulled the table back. He's like, ooh.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Randy.
So what people don't understand, though, like,
Zordon?
Yes, wrestling is, wrestling is, you know, it's, you know, scripted and shit like that. However, there's the physical aspect to it, and a lot of people think they can do it. They do a class or two and realize, oh shit, this fucking sucks on my body.
I have noticed when we got new kids in the dojo, like, and I was always one of the ones, I loved helping out the new kids, because we were all the new kids once, right. And I liked being able to help out the new kids. I was the one that would always take bumps for them and stuff, because first of all, I can control my own bump. Like, I can go over myself if I have to on a hip toss, or on an arm drag or something. I'm not afraid to take my own bump. So that's, first of all, kids, learn to take your own bumps. Trust me, save yourself in the long run. But no, seriously, I was never afraid to work with the new kids, but I always found with the new kids, what really would eliminate the new kids as quick as possible is taking the first back bumps, like the first legit super back bumps, like just a normal, like, not from your knees and gentle over. No, the first, while you're standing, you take a clothesline, snap yourself back bump. Most of the kids that I see quit after the first couple of days would do that, and they'd whack the back of their head, or they'd hit, and they'd just be like, this sucks. And you'd look at them and go, yep. And guess what? How many of those you've taken a match? You know, and I'll be honest, there's matches I've taken one bump, and there's matches I've taken 50 bumps. So it's all just depends. Sometimes it depends on your work.
There's matches I don't take bumps, and I'm still fucking sore. It's like, geez, I didn't do anything. tonight. And holy shit, like, I'm
hard. Wild tag matches where I've taken the entire heat.
Yeah. I've suggested to do some. At times.
I know. I'm just fucking
with you. I'm like, let's change it up. Like, you want to, and it's always the same thing. Want to take the hot tag? Oh shit, what's my hot tag?
That's like, I'm a,
no, I'm talking about you.
I have a hot tag now. So, like, it would just be my comeback. Like, I actually, it's funny, since I've been doing, like, once I won the main state title and I actually had to, like, you know, have a structure somewhat to my match, not just kind of like, let's throw this together, see what sticks. I actually have like a shine and a comeback structure now. I change it up occasionally, but it's like the same bits. And I just kind of go, we'll change this around. We'll do this. But now I at least, like, took me 6 fucking years to get there, but at least I'm there finally. Yeah. I can hear Ben yelling at me right now. Like, God damn it, Nick's.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, man.
So the Pine State is going to be the new school now. And
good luck to them. Seriously, 100%. I wish them nothing but the best.
Me too, but the thing is, I'm never going to fucking be there.
I might go occasionally, just like, you know, if I get a day off, I'll drive down or something. I'll go check it out. But that's my problem. I have the same problem. I live it's 3.5 hours to Portland for me, you know, because I'm so... it's about 3 hours, actually, for me to go from here to Geno's is about 3 hours, and it's the same thing, man. It's like, it's so, I have to go up and down, or if I have to go down and cross, it's just, it takes forever for me to get there.
But yeah, and it's exactly like a fucking show day. You just gonna you spend all day there, basically.
Yep. I would go down, go for class, and I honestly, I'd probably end up sleeping down there if it was that way, because I'd be like, it's a haul to go to Portland and back.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, but
I love doing it.
I gave Randy some, because he wants to open it back in a new location here. I gave him some places that I saw that were for rent, but
he said he's probably not going to do anything until after the new year. And I don't blame him, honestly. They got this thing going. What's cool is a lot of the kids we had coming, I call them halfways. Because they're halfway between Portland and the Bangor. So, like, for them, it doesn't change a whole lot.
Oh yeah, if I was in Gardner, yeah, I'd go there.
Yeah, the ones that really screws up is like me and you because we're here, right. You know.
Exactly.
So
yeah, Maverick, Waterville area, yeah. Waterville, Augusta, yeah, area.
Maverick and Lee are both Waterville, and that's,
yeah,
that at least takes 45 minutes out of the drive because it's 45 minutes from Waterville to Bangor. So
yeah, so
it's probably an hour down to Portland, I think, something like that. So
something like that. So like all, yeah, of us is like in, yeah, this area. You got Sammy Matthews, me, you,
yeah,
and Donkey Boy, like all of us are just ow, all of us is like, ooh, we either travel, yeah, or we hope another school opens up.
That's soon. It. I'm open to my own school with hookers and blackjack.
That'll close very quickly.
Depends if we get caught,
right? And that's the other issue, though, is like, because
there's Alex is really standing at the door, like, there ain't no hookers or black chick in here. You can walk away now.
And that's the other issue, though, is that like, to start your own wrestling, like anything.
Yeah,
it's a pain. It's so much fucking money now.
Yep,
you gotta get insurance. You gotta get the building. So,
Well, it's just, you're talking about that. I was just like, I was plotting a show. It probably will never happen, by the way, folks. I was thinking maybe of running my own show. Don't get twisted. It's probably not going to happen. But just to price out like certain things, like, okay, I knew my ring rentals. I know how much I had the dojo down there for a ring rental for one of my three that I was thinking of. So they're out, of course. But the other two places, you know, I know what my ring rental was. I know how much I want for the building. I know how much insurance is going to cost.
Oh, you actually know, dove in depth.
Dude, I deep dove in this. I get bored at work one day. Don't tell my boss.
Because I've thought of it too.
And I never get,
the farthest it's gone is a card. And like, it's like, this is never going to happen.
I have a card and I know some people's prices. So like, I actually had their prices priced out. And like some people, like I was going to be like, oh, I'll see them over the next couple of weeks. I can just ask, be like, hey, I'm thinking about maybe running a show in the future. What's your rate? You know, and you know, do you need trans? Da da da. Right. By the way, kids, if you do your rate and someone from out of state asks you your rate, just add in whatever your trans is into it. Don't be like, oh, it's this plus trans. No, just be like, it's $100. You know, whatever. But no, so like I priced out to a certain extent, like what it is. And I'm just like, I don't have this much money in my back pocket to do this as much as it would have been fun. I could tell you what my card was. I mean,
I'm wondering if I have mine. I'd like to hear what you had this. Cause
oh, mine sure. So way back when. Okay. Actually, hold on. I can pull it up. Give me a sec. I'll pull it up. So talk amongst yourselves.
This is one of the one things that I do wish that we would make some pretty decent money for the podcast. Maybe this is,
yeah, something
that happens down the road. To maybe run a show maybe once or twice a year.
Okay. So I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 matches. I probably would add a match because I'd like to have 6. I'd like to do 3 and 3 just because I, weirdly enough, Eric made sense on that at the last Ring Wars where it's like if you have 3 and 3, you don't burn the crowd out. I've been to shows that have had 14 matches on them. That's a little too much. So, all right. So, I was going to do Alan Prophet for the opening. It's going to be Alan Prophet, Black Rose. And I was trying to think of a third, like, flyy type person. And then I was like, oh, yeah, duh, Aiden Agro. So I think those three together would have a really fun flyy match. I know Agro likes to fly, but he's not really much of the flyer as much as he used to be. But I think that'd still be a fun match, and they would structure the hell out of it. It'd be great. I think the second match I was going to have a lot of fun with, it'd be Bear Bronson versus Johnny Pierce.
Oh my gosh.
I think that'd be a hard hitting match. It'd be fun to watch. Johnny's a big dude. Bear's a big dude. It'd be a hot fight.
So. I'm not trying to interrupt you right now. But we got some breaking news.
What's up?
Do you want to pull up what we just got in the fucking chat?
Yeah. What's a JP? I saw JP sent us something when he sent us. Yeah.
Look what he just sent us.
Oh shit. What the hell?
Yeah. So,
that's not good.
Yeah, so let's pull up this breaking news. So right now, we're at everybody's at Geno's, and something just fucking happened. Okay. Can you ask him what's going on while I try to pull up this?
Yeah,
video?
Yeah. Hold on. Sorry,
we'll get back to your card.
Yeah, stuff, yeah.
JP, I do want to hear it, but I gotta pull this up. So right now they're currently
there's fire trucks outside of Geno's.
That's fire trucks outside of Geno's right now.
JP O'Reilly live on. Dude, jump on the freaking pod. You can jump on your phone and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, tell him, see if he can jump on the pod and tell us what's going on. So yeah, right now, Geno's is a show. It's a bar outside of Portland, and we just got this video right now of JP. He just sent us a video of fire trucks and shit like that outside the venue.
So I think he forgot we were going on the. I was supposed to be there.
There we go. This is what happens when the band decides to bring a smoke machine to the wrestling show.
Oh my god. So that's what happened.
Okay.
The firefighters got a pot. The firefighters are more over than us now.
Okay. That's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
That was
that's actually kind of funny.
I didn't hear the audio, I just saw the fire trucks. I'm like, shit, like
Oh my god, that's actually pretty good. Oh my god. Thankfully everyone's okay. Smoke machines. By the way, if you guys haven't been to Geno's, it is a very, very small venue. Smoke machines are probably the best idea.
They brought a smoke machine in the fucking fire alarms.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All right. How did they not like send that out that it was a false alarm or whatever?
They can't. If the fire alarm goes off, the fire department shows up. That's just
because it's an actual building.
An actual building. Yep. And that's one of those things like it could be a fire. So they'll show up. What the fire department will do, I've been in a couple of these situations working in hotels. They'll show up, they'll do a sweep. And what they'll do is they'll do, they have a heat gun and basically it's a thermal gun. They'll thermal through and just be like, we don't see any hot spots. And then they'll be like, cool. And then they'll let everything proceed as normal. Larry must be flipping his shit right now.
Oh, I bet he is.
Larry, god damn it. What the hell you mean? There's no fire. Give me a voice of fire. Chop you. Ah.
And this is 9 o'clock. So this must be intermission.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Yep, it would have been rated intermission. Yep.
I wonder if those actual like the sprinklers went off.
No, because it would require heat. So most
because of the
most sprinklers require heat because they are most sprinklers have you have the right thought, they have wax on them.
Yeah,
wax will melt and go
psh.
yeah hopefully it's not like the sprinklers on what was it it was that horror show on Netflix. It was really good. My god. It's the one based on Edgar Allan Poe. I can't think of it, but it's really good.
Finish your card.
Anyway, yeah, so my card. So
long way for JP to see if he
I figured if we got Johnny up, we'll bring Selena up too, because Selena Hecate is a very good worker, one of the nicest people I know. And I kind of went, well, if we got Bear, who's Bear's better half? That'd be Gabby.
Bear's better half? Gabby. Yeah.
So we have Gabby and Selena. I wanted kind of a local-ish team, someone local, not super local, not like, but, you know, someone local, someone over local, but I wanted heel. I don't tell them I told you this. I figured the pathway versus Conway. Derek Conway and his tag partner, they were the Proving Ground champs not too long ago, and I can't think of his name, and I'm so sorry. Watching them work, they reminded me of us, actually.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And then Aggro wasn't in the opening match. I screwed that up. Aggro's in my main event. That's where I was going with that. So my main event would be Steven Lust versus Aiden Aggro. I was gonna call it Down East Championship Wrestling, by the way, if anyone's curious.
And before you would do that, this comment came in. How you guys doing both tonight?
What's up, Keith?
If you do start a wrestling company, or Tyler, would you do a yearly? Yeah, it would be. If I did an actual show, it would be a yearly one, and it'd probably be like what is going on with what JP's doing.
I would do quarterly, so every 3 months. If I could, honestly, Chronomane does. They do it every 3 months, and I think that's a good way to do it, because one, you don't oversaturate your audience with wrestling, and two, you actually have time to build stuff up for the next show. Like, you can build a storyline in 3 months between. It's basically like the old WWF pay-per-view schedule. There used to only be four pay-per-views. It was SummerSlam, it was Royal Rumble, it was WrestleMania, and it was Survivor Series. That was it.
Well, I understand that, but here's the thing. Here's the other thing, though. With that idea being, with that idea, you would have to find a place where it would be running all the time. So,
yes. Yeah.
Bangor Brewers Ring Wars for currently right now.
Dude, I have Ellsworth. No one runs in Ellsworth.
Yes, that's true. But yeah,
and Ellsworth is the hub of all these freaking places. I would get Bar Harbor. But I would get Franklin. I would get Brewer. I'd get Ellsworth, of course. You know, you get all these other towns around us into one area.
But what there, you would have to find a venue that would be for the Ellsworth area. Because I know a venue you can run.
Found it.
I know one, and you can run in Goldsboro. It's $200 a day.
I'm not running in Goldsboro. Sorry, it's too far out of the way.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only one I know.
Too far out of the way. No, I would actually pay the money and run the freaking Ellsworth High School.
The high school?
A high school.
Would let you do?
Yeah, I already talked to them. I already asked them. I already reached out to the high school. I already know that they would let me do it.
I kind of want to get into this now.
I already have the prices.
I kind of want to get into.
You got like $3,000 lying around that I don't know about because that's about how much it costs.
That's what I was gonna say. It's gonna be expensive. Currently, right now, no.
I'll be honestly, the school is the most expensive part so far.
That's what I'm saying.
But like I said, it's in the middle of everything. I even talked to the YMCA. I was curious about it, but the Y said they're iffy, but the problem is they don't allow food in the venue. So
yeah,
and I need a place that runs allows food, school is perfect.
Now I want to get involved in this.
Dude, this is a fever dream I had one day at work. I'm not even joking. I just had this one day.
I've literally made a card, and that's as far as I go because I'm like, this is never going to happen, and I just put it aside.
I was talking to Ethan Scott about this, and Ethan Scott and I were like, he's got a good mind for this, by the way. And Ethan was kind of like, yo, brother, what if we do this and this instead? And we can add this in there. Then next time you can do this. And I was like, shut up. That's good.
Keith is doing a yearly wrestling company. That's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. What's it called? I'll look into it.
That's
okay, never mind. Yes, I know it.
Yeah, we're all busy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe next year, Keith. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Yeah.
Maybe next year. Yeah.
Yeah, now I kind of want to get
my chair squeaky. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's not as bad as mine before. Oh my gosh, now
I tell you, I get random ideas, man. They sometimes work, they sometimes are bad.
Like, but I said, literally the farthest was the card, and then that's it. It's like, never gonna do that.
That's just the card I came up with. Of course, what's the old adage? Card subject to change. I don't know what would happen.
I'm trying to think.
I really want to bring people who haven't been seen in Maine a lot. Like, I know Johnny's around, but like,
if you want to do a smaller show. That could fit maybe 100, 150 in there. The karate school that's right next to Pat's might be.
I didn't even look up there.
You know what? That actually might not be. That might be something else now. So no.
Wait, you're talking about Pat's Pizza?
There's Pat's Pizza, and then like literally like the next.
Oh, you're talking like up into the left. Right if you're driving. Yeah,
no,
if you're
driving to the left.
So which way are you driving?
The light. Pat's? You go past Pat's and then to the left.
Yeah.
Used to be karate school. I don't know if it's still karate school.
It is. It's on the right, though. You get it backwards.
It's not on the one I'm thinking about is on the left. You take a left because somebody I know lives down that area. You take a left and it's literally like a bunch of buildings.
Yeah.
The karate school was there. I think it might be.
I think it's
like
still there.
Police station or something like that now.
That's the police station.
Yeah, that is as soon as I thought of that.
Police station. What can
When I was going there, it wasn't police station. It was karate school.
Yeah, it's definitely police station now.
But there is a karate school going to Bar
Harbor. Yeah, that's the other direction. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Finish your card. I'm sorry.
JP, that was it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, I don't have the sixth match yet. That was just five matches. And I had to change the first match. Maybe Dan, no.
Now the question, if you ran a school,
Son of a bitch. If I ran a school?
Would you be in it? I mean, ran a show, would you be in it?
Not the first one. I would just be promoter. I might throw myself, like, if I ran the first one, got successful and that made enough money to run the second one, I might throw myself in a match, in like a tag match or something in the second one. Nothing big. The only reason I don't want to be in matches in my own show is the same reason I hate running music when I'm wrestling on a show.
Right.
It's because I need to be able to concentrate on one thing or another. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind running music on a show that I'm also working on. Ring Wars is probably going to happen a few times like that because I'm the official music guy for Ring Wars now, and that's fine. But at the same point, I'm like, you know, it's like, it's tough to kind of get everything together sometimes.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I can't.
Did you do that IWU show, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I won't be there. I'm doing Larry's show.
Yeah, no, I got asked. When it first came, like, and
no one asked me.
Well, the only reason why I got asked is because the opponent that I'm wrestling, especially requested me.
Yep. No one asked me.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Not cool enough to be in the cool club, apparently.
Were you ever even at an IWE show?
No, I was never.
Yeah, see, I was at least at IWE shows. I sat in the row. I sat in the front row, right next to Nakia. And then I went over to Jester's after. Eric made these things called mutinies, which are dangerous as hell. I drank a bunch of those, and I don't remember much of the night beyond that.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets Ring Wars and starts running IWE again. So
I think it's gonna just be a throwback show, and kind of like a one time only thing. And then he'll keep doing Ring Wars because Ring Wars makes more sense. It's like everyone in the state kind of.
I just wanted to be IWE because I've never been in it, and B, I can say I was on an IWE show.
So that'd be fun. I was working my way up to that point and ended up.
There might be a spot open now. So, somebody was supposed to be on it unless it got filled already.
And who's that?
I think they backed out. Few people.
Pop me in the chat. That's fine. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it might already got filled. I don't know. I was talking to Eric about it too.
Again, I'm on Larry's show. Larry.
Oh, that's true. That you're on
Larry booked show. Me. So I tell people this. I'm like, whoever books me first is who gets me.
I was talking to Eric about it too, and he goes, yeah. As soon as the poster went live, I had everyone reaching out to me like, am I gonna be on the show? It's like, motherfuckers, I asked you a while ago, and you guys like didn't want anything to do with it.
Here's the thing, I took pleasure in the downfall of IWE, and I feel bad about that.
Well, I can understand with the later one.
At the time, it wasn't what it should have been. It should have still been fun. It was a fun alternative. It was another place for people to go and work and be able to do stuff. And I watched guys like BRG there before I knew who the hell they were, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, Malik Logan and I would go back and forth on those shows for months before I ever got in the ring. Then it took another year and a half before him and I actually squared off in the ring once I got in the ring.
Right.
You know, but it was like, and I took pleasure in something that I shouldn't have took pleasure in. I kind of feel bad about that now, honestly. I will say that.
You feel bad about AEW?
Sometimes I do. I will be honest. And I've said it 1,000 times. Again, I don't hate AEW. I just want them to be better.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have great talent. I hate the booking.
I don't. That's it. Like WWE right now, same thing. Like I don't like all their booking decisions. There's some shit I watch them do, and I'm just like, what the actual fuck?
I think JP was saying last week was like the was the Dragon and AJ Styles a AI decision?
Makes no sense. What the fuck is that? Okay, here's I'm gonna left turn here for a split second. Here's something I would have done right. So, do you remember, this was years and years and years and years ago. Actually, hold on. Let's grab a prop.
Prop.
I'm going to grab this. You recognize this belt, right? You know what this one is?
Yeah, that's the WWE. That was the
first Universal. Yep.
Yeah, the first Universal Finn Balor one. Red. Yeah.
Oop, shit. Sorry, Smash. I do have the Finn plates for it. I just don't know where they are at the moment.
It was the Universal and the regular WWE title at that time, right? Ooh. Because they had both, and then they merged them with Cena versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, so, anyway, who was the first champion? Who won the belt? Who was the first champion to win the belt?
Oh, shit. jeez, that was a while ago. I'm trying to think who was it, because when they announced it, wasn't it Hunter?
Nope.
Wasn't Triple H? Are you sure?
No, that was the World Heavyweight Championship. That was Hunter, but that was way before this thing. So the first Universal Champion was Finn Balor.
Okay.
Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Seth injured Finn at the show. It wasn't on purpose, I don't think. But that night that Finn had to give the belt up, he's standing in the ring.
With the buckle bomb on the apron.
The
barricade.
So when he had to give up the belt, Finn's in the ring. Da-da-da. He gives the belt to Mick because Mick was commissioner at the time. Out comes Seth. Seth, I'm Seth Rollins. God, I hate him. I do, man. I can't. I like him in the ring. I just can't.
Getting hurt. He made fun of Punk about it. Now he's in the same boat. We're going to talk about that, too.
I just want to punch him. Anyway, so he comes out, mocks Finn. Finn never gets another shot at the title because Vince is like, hey, he's small. And he's
which is why he went back to NXT. Because he said he's either leave or go back to NXT. He's like, I'll even take the pay cut. I want to go back to NXT.
So what would have been really cool. Sorry. Freaking new glasses, trying to adjust them here. There you go. What would have been really cool is Seth gets injured, right, on Raw. He's standing there out there with Beavis and Butthead. And then all of a sudden, Finn's music hits. Not Judgment Day. Finn's. His original music hits, you know, the one that they played at NXT and the freaking crowd went insane for.
Yeah,
his music hits. He walks out just black jacket, black pants, you know, just he looks like Finn, not Judgment Day Finn, but Finn walks out and he just grabs the mic, goes, how's it feel, and drops the mic at his feet. Yeah. I mean, build something right there, right? Yeah. And then you insert Finn into the world title picture and then you give him a chance to win back a belt he never lost. Well, technically, that belt's now over on SmackDown with Cody because those two belts combined to make the undisputed belt, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But at least gives Finn a chance to win back a title, you know, or win the title. Yep. And I will tell you, if Finn ever does win the title, it will go on the wall behind me.
Right. And we'll bring that back up because that leads into what we're going to talk about later. Right. Just really quick, want to talk about
Smash. Go back to I found it for $2 each. So,
what would that's a good question. What would you call your wrestling promotion there? I don't think you'd call it Super Great Wrestling or Game.
Down East Championship Wrestling.
I like that.
Yeah, DCW.
We gotta talk. We gotta talk after the podcast.
Like I said, man, I don't think it's ever going to come to fruition.
No, it's never
going to happen. Again, it was one of those fun, I had a epiphany moments. I'll see how much my tax return is.
Yeah, you'll do the what did they call
it? Tax return wrestling?
Yeah, tax return wrestling, whatever. Yeah. Or during COVID, it was the I can't remember.
Oh, stimulus check wrestling?
Yeah, stimulus check wrestling.
I like I said, dude, it's never gonna happen. But it was just
who knows, maybe.
Like, hey, if I can,
I don't think you should do the school. Honestly, I think if you find something,
I would probably start somewhere smaller. Honestly,
way too big.
Yeah, the school's too big for a first expensive show. But I want to be in Ellsworth, and I want some place that can hold at least 150 people. Because do I think I'm gonna get 150 people for the first show? Who knows. Do I think 150 people is a good goal? Yes.
Do you know what absolutely. You could do? Do you know what? I would not be surprised.
What's that?
It would have to be in the summertime when it's not muggy.
Oh yeah. Have you ever been down here?
Walmart. I don't know if they still allow it. Walmart used to do a fair at the end of their parking lot.
Because I haven't seen a fair at Walmart ever here, and I've been here for
they years. Used to run a fair. Do you know why? Because I worked at Walmart, and on my breaks I would go to the fair because it's literally in the parking lot. They only did it for like a couple years, and I think the second year is because it was too muggy when they were doing it, and it was like jeopardizing the rides and safety, so they canned it. But there's that open lot at the end that's was supposed to have buildings built. They never did. I wonder. If that's connected to Walmart or the town,
I'll be honest. The show I'd love to do, if I ever got the money or the power or the stroke to do it, I would kill. I would seriously, I'd call Crowley up right now to do this. If you guys get the reference, awesome. To do a show on the pier in Bar Harbor on the 4th of July.
That'd be expensive, but that'd be awesome.
It'd be hot as fuck. But, dude, imagine being right down on the Fisherman Pier on the 4th of July. You'd have those people just coming around, walking in and out. You could set up tables for merch. The kids would probably stop by, watch some wrestling. What I would do is I'd have a couple shows, too. I'd have, like, an early show and a late show.
Who's going to be thrown off the pier?
I'll spend the pier. I don't care. I've been in the water in Bar Harbor a couple times.
I'm saying, who's going to be the first one that gets, like, take something off the pier? Oh,
probably me. Jason, even the hay baler off of it or something. Yeah. Let's go, bitch.
What would that would be like a count out at that point? Because there's no fucking way you get back in the ring after that.
Greenleaf would be our ref. Greenleaf would be like, what do I do? 1, 5? I don't know, but
that Walmart spot.
The fuck's Green Beans would need him to talk about this shit. We should get him on the show at some point.
Right. That Walmart spot would be great. The only problem is you would have to figure out a way to block it off so people would have to pay instead of like just walking in and watching it.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm in Walmart. I'm in Ellsworth all the time. I'll look at places and give you ideas.
I literally looked at school, and then I haven't really worked anywhere else beyond that. That was just my first place. I was like, let's take a look. I even asked Randy about the pricing on it, and Randy's like, honestly, the pricing is not that bad. And I priced it out, and I'm like, okay, it costs this much. If I sell this many tickets, I break even. And so I was like, it's not even a big goal for it. So
here's the thing, too. You're going to do it the right way, so you're going to actually put people there that Maine actually wants to see and not have a card nobody who knows who the fuck these people are.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Jim Bob Cooter? Who the fuck's that?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it'll happen one time. I would actually like to see it.
I love using that name, by the way, the Jim Bob Cooter. It's my joke name, but the thing is, the guy exists. He was the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions a few years back. And so that's funny.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
Oh, no, I'm just rambling at this point, man. I'm a little overtired. It's been a long day.
I know. It's the trying to make this a quick podcast, and when we get together with all of us, it's like, oh fuck, it's already been an hour.
It's midnight.
It's like we're trying to go this long and there we are.
Yeah.
Maine Event Wrestling was supposed to run a show next weekend, or was it supposed to be this weekend?
I think it was supposed to be last weekend or this week. It was last weekend. It was when was it? God, I don't remember.
I don't know. They were supposed to run another show. It got canceled, sadly. But now they're running a show. They still continue on with that Black Friday show, which is pretty dope. You're going to be on it. You're facing JP, which is
I am. Fun. I'm facing JP in a pie eating contest.
I don't know why.
So I got to eat a pie.
So
you put the two fat kids in the pie eating contest, which I'm a little insulted about. So I got to wolf down a pie, and then after I get done wolfing down a pie, I need to go kick Stormy Savage in the face and then beat him to get back my main event champion, my main event. My main state title. There we go. My brain didn't hurt there.
Like that picture, pie eating contest.
So,
okay. Yeah. And we got Chris Rex versus I don't know who Oliver.
Jordan is. Oliver. I've met him a couple times. Good kid. So.
And of course, this is what surprised me. I didn't know Brandino was back. I got excited.
Yeah, you're all like, Brandino's back.
And Brandino's back? And then what?
He was on the last show, dude.
I missed the last show. So, Brandino versus Samuel Matthews. That's going to be great. Anthony Green versus Jay Haru. That's going to be a good
match. That's going to be. Wait, what? I somehow missed that. Yes, that'll be a banger.
I don't know who these two are at all.
Wait, Killer J. You've been on shows with Killer J, dude.
I have.
Yes, she was at a couple MPW shows. I know you've been on shows with her.
I don't remember, but okay.
Jesus Christ, Kat, you're killing me. And sorry, here's the freaking women's champ.
I haven't been to an MEW show in forever because I haven't been booked for a while. All right, so
let's see here. Going back.
But with that also, you said try to get your title back, and you lost the title.
Yeah.
We got news from the man himself that he's relinquishing his title, which came to a surprise to all of us because he just won it.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shocker.
So I got this right here.
Hello, all right, hold on. Bell to Bell Promotions fans. It's your favorite little guy, little Joey Nails, here to deliver some news. As of today, October 20th, 2025, I am no longer your MEW main state champion. I've discussed with MEW management, and I am taking a small step back to focus on other aspects of my life in and out of professional wrestling. I want to say thank you to MEW management, the fans, for all the support, the opportunities, everything. And I'd like to say, don't worry, I'll be back. But more, I'd rather say, worry, because I'll be back.
Okay.
There you have it.
None of us know why he left, but if it's, you know, stuff going on happening in his life, take some time away. A lot of us have to, so he'll be back hopefully sometime. Yeah. So,
I mean, I've taken a little time off here and there, mostly injuries. I'm the old guy. Sometimes things just tweak out and I can't get through it. I had a sciatic issue a couple years ago that put me on the shelf for 3 months. That was not fun. And when I thought I rolled my Achilles tendon, it was a muscle pull, but still, you know, stuff like that. I get it. Sometimes you need to step away and sometimes you just need to step away for a little bit. I've said this about wrestling more than once. We all have a love hate relationship with wrestling. We all do. We love it 95% of the time, but there's that 5% hate. And there's days that hate wins, man. And sometimes you just need to step away and be like, okay, I need 5 minutes or I'm going to kill something.
Right. Exactly. So, best of luck to you there, Joey, and, see you eventually, maybe. So
I'll tell you what, I'll put this on the table right now. Cause it's who I am. If I win the title back, if I beat JP and beat Storm, I'm not saying I will because I'm not a freaking right mind reader here, man. You know, so if I happen to win the title back, Joey, if you want another shot at it, you know where to find me.
Exactly.
I've got the Aroostook County it's downstairs. I got all my fake belts up here. The ones I never won, but the one I won is downstairs on my gear bag. Was Patrick to go to the show tonight?
Oh, that's true.
So I was like, all my stuff's packed downstairs, ready to go, and I didn't go. So, JP set the damn place on fire. Apparently,
Jesus.
JP's new that, music, pyromaniac.
With that, also, there was a showing that they're gonna have their like the first only woman's event in Maine.
That's next year.
See that.
Yeah.
Next year, yeah.
Yo, I was talking to the girlfriend about this too. So, have you ever been in the Grand in Ellsworth?
Nope.
I've been in the Grand. It's a beautiful spot. But it's a theater. It's set up as a theater. And I'm sitting there going like, okay, like I know they did theater wrestling in like NWA and stuff. So I'm like trying to envision my head how he's going to do this. I mean, I think it'll be kind of cool, but
it'd just be probably setting in theater seats, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably have a low boy.
Yep, that's the only way you can really do it.
Right.
The problem is you got to play completely to one side. Like
everything I mean, just you like do wrestling at the dojo.
True.
You just got to think the hard cameras with the fans, and everything needs to be focused on them.
A hard cam. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
If you are, you know, a good wrestler, trained wrestler, everything you do, you make sure that they can see it. So, but yeah, that's the crazy shit right there.
Breaking my chair, apparently.
What do you want to go into next? You want to go into Cody?
What do we got? What?
You want to go into Cody with his AEW comments, or you want to go into Jey Uso?
I don't really care.
You don't really care? Okay, we'll do Jey Uso, and then we'll do Cody last. So, for what we talked about earlier, Seth was hurt. For those who didn't see it, because I fucking saw it, it was crazy. He blew out his shoulder at Crown Jewel.
Oh yeah, it was the diving headbutt, right?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, that's,
it was 100%. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see it right. Oh no, that's the wrong one. That's for later. That's for later.
That would be a spear, sir. speaking of which, I went back. Find your clip. I'll talk for a second.
Yeah,
I was going back through some of my old TikTok videos, and I found the spear I did on Tyree Taylor, and I was like, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, you murdered him with that.
Yeah, 5 seconds later, he murdered me. So,
So, setting up for this like literally coast to coast. Like, I kind of want to see Dad.
Here's
how
we get banned from YouTube.
No, this is a fan cam, so it shouldn't be.
Boom. Oh. Oh, yeah. Ooh, you see it the whole way. He reached straight down. Yeah, you see
the whole way this one.
Yeah, he reached straight down. No wonder he blew his shoulder out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Yep.
Yep.
Dude, ate it all. I would have taken that right in my face. Fuck it.
Right. Might as well. Oh,
so
shit.
Kids, when you're in wrestling school, one of the things they'll teach you is don't reach on a bump.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember who was telling it, but it was at AEW. He did a coast to coast, and he landed more on his hip, trying to, you know, make it a little better of a bump. And
it was not.
he I think he either broke it or he rotated it. I can't remember.
Sorry, go ahead. I'll tell you in a second.
Big Show was like, dude, you're walking funny. He goes, yeah, I'm kind of. It kind of hurts. I feel pop every single time I take a step. Yeah, I can't remember if he broke his hip or he rotated it from the bump.
So that reminds me, we were at the dojo for the last class, and there was no class. We were just messing around more than anything else. We were running through some stuff. We're like Calvin and I, and like Jason was there, and so was Lee. So, and there's some of the new kids. So we're all the more experienced people are messing around, and we're showing the new kids how to do new stuff. And one of the new kids is like, he did the Johnny Gargano thing where he does the pray thing before they do the meet in the middle. And I was like, oh man, Levi and I used to do something kind of like this. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, we just called it Thunderstruck. He's like, oh, what'd you guys do? I'm like, oh, basically it's like, I would hit a Shining Wizard in the front. Levi would hit double knees in the back. He's like, we tried. I was like, yeah, I haven't done it in a while, but sure. I hit and I rotated as I landed. And I landed right on my hip, and I'm just like, I laid there for a second, and went, I just threw my hip out. God damn it. I got up and I was like, that sucked.
Yeah, you guys didn't do that a lot because the only people you've ever done it on was basically me because nobody knew how to fucking take it.
We did it on four teams, I think we did. And it just, yeah, well, the thing is, we started doing it when we were turning face. And we were never face here. I mean, everyone right here in Maine was like, your heels. And we're like, okay. Yeah.
But so. I the fucking double stomp to the Death Valley driver.
Anyway. That was Valhalla calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a better finish anyways. I like that.
That was cool. Yeah. It just, our first time doing it, we were so off time because we'd never done it. And then it was like, boom, boom, and didn't quite look right. Then once we got it timed, it was like, Levi hit, and I went with the Death Valley like a half a second later, and it looked perfect. So
yeah, it's gross. I like that.
That was cool. That was a fun move.
We got to bring Levi back. So yeah, Seth Rollins is injured. They had the promo on Raw, and then didn't see this coming. Fucking Braun Breaker just speared, just murdered Seth. And yep.
That's one Paul way to run them off TV.
Yeah, Paul Heyman and The Vision are now doing their own thing. So then they had a battle royal to see the number one contender. I don't know how CM Punk automatically became number one contender. I don't know if it's – I couldn't find the reason for that, but he was already in there.
He was technically the last champion, so that would be a – Oh,
so that was the rematch. Rematch clause? Yeah. Yeah, rematch clause.
That's what I'm mad about with the stupid pie eating contest. I should have a rematch clause.
Hey, we never got a rematch clause for the fucking titles either, tag titles.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
I know.
Don't know why. We never did. They kind of gave us the Brock Lesnar and Kofi Kingston treatment there.
Yeah.
But Jey Uso wins. I don't mind Jey Uso. The internet hates Jey Uso. I don't hate him,
but eh.
Well, the reason why I say that is because this is now, I think, either the third, the most, or like the third, second or third worst, like, downvoted. I think The Rock sliding his way in for WrestleMania was like the number one downvoted. This one is like pretty close. This got 67,000 dislikes on their YouTube channel.
Damn.
Yeah. Nobody wanted Jey Uso to win.
So Jey Uso's in that tricky predicament where everyone likes him as a tag. Everyone likes him as Jey Uso, but no one wants to see him go for a belt. He's becoming the act. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone likes him. Everyone like, dude, he comes out and everyone's like, eat. And he became, unfortunately, a one note pony for a little while. It was basically literally yeets and super kicks. That's all he was doing.
Yeah. The Young Bucks, basically.
Yeah.
Everyone hates that.
And the Bucks can do at least a couple more moves.
Yeah. So it got 64,000 dislikes.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. Obviously, I think Punk's gonna win it, but I think a lot of people will be a little more pissed if he does not.
It'd make more sense if Punk won it, honestly.
I think this was supposed to be a WrestleMania thing, and now, I think he's gonna be written off TV. Seth Rollins it for
That's what the spear is all about. Yeah,
no, I mean, he's gonna be written off TV for like, I think it was like 6-8 months or something like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you fuck your shoulder. You're going away for a little bit.
Bad. Fucked it bad.
Yeah, let's reach on a bump. I just realized you can see the NXT title behind me. That's cool.
There you go. So
you, I still need to get Carmelo Hayes hates plates for that. I did promise if Carmelo ever won the NXT championship, I'd get the Carmelo Hayes plates. I think it's got Finn Balor plates on it right now, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm so happy for him. Like,
yeah.
He's making it. I really wish Alec was in that same position, but
dude, Alec's doing well, man.
Yeah, he's working at it. Because I asked him about it before. Because I heard rumors, and I pulled him side by side, and asked him like, "Are these basically true? Why this didn't happen?" He's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I got in my own way."
Size,
size, and other things. I think, if I remember correctly.
Right.
He said, "Yeah, I got in my way, and now I'm working back to it." So
that's who was missing last show at Limitless. I didn't even pick it up. Alec wasn't there.
So. Oh, what was he? Was he doing Ring of Honor?
I don't know what he's doing, but he just it was fresh blood, so they had like new people there. Dude, I'm not joking. Have you watched the show yet, Fresh Blood?
No, I was.
Man, go out of your way to watch it and find Will Cruz versus AG. I'm not gonna spoil it, but holy crap, that was a banger.
Good.
Oh, it was good. It was good. So
it was. They always do fucking like fresh. Like Limitless has been like having bangers after bangers.
Of course, it's Limitless.
I know, but there's been times where the show is like, but lately, like a lot lately, like ever since VLC, it's been fucking killing it.
It's been hot, yeah, definitely. So
have they kept the crowd like that size?
Oh,
crowd?
Dude, like, so. The crowd for Fresh Blood was interesting because it was a small venue. It felt like a Geno show. It was how it was set up. Like the ring was in the middle of a bar, and then the crowd just filtered in around it. And it was tight. It was pretty cool. It was a fun show.
Check that out.
Dude, it was cool. Seriously, check it out. The whole show was really good. Don Freeze was on it. I've met Don a couple times. It was really cool to see him at Limitless, and I think the crowd loved him. He's a guy who's about your size, Cat, and he can do shit in that ring that's like Alec. Seriously.
No
shit. He does flippy shit for a forge match. I can't do flippy shit. Like, holy shit.
I wish I saw flippy shit. I can't.
I joked with him. I was like, Don, you're making me look bad. He's like, what? He's like, he started laughing. He's like, why? I'm like, because I'm a big dude too, and I can't do that shit.
I'd love to do some flippy shit. I can't do flippy shit. I'm not that fancy.
But Don Freeze is on it. Will Cruz was on it. Seabass and Livia were an opening match. So was, they're called Postgame.
What's up, brother?
Oh, what's up? Postgame and I forget the other team's name. B3, Becca's Posse were the opening match. It's a fun little show. It was a good show from top to bottom. Each man was on it. So,
yeah, GCW is main and is looking stacked. Yeah, I was going to go to that show. Yeah. I can't now.
Yeah,
so pissed.
What day is that?
Oh shit, I can't remember. It's the end of the month, I think, if I remember correctly.
If I'm not booked, I might go.
Or it might be tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Or Sunday? I can't remember.
It's not tomorrow.
I can't remember.
God damn it. I'm going to have to look.
Look it up. Fun.
I have to laugh about that. Now, speaking of that, Randy hit me up about that a while back, and he's like, hey, I got a question for you. I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, is there enough lobster stuff to do a lobster death match? And I chuckled, and I was like, well, depends what you want to use. And I was like, so there's, of course, pots, there's buoys, there's catch poles, there's netting, there's line, there's pulleys, there's bands, there's this. And he's just kind of like, okay, that sounds good. And I'm just like, it's expensive as shit to buy all that, though. That's my problem. Lobster gear is expensive.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get hit in the face with a lobster cage, though. Jesus.
as dad, he's been smacked in the head with a lobster cage. Yeah.
CW. But, it's just... I was going to go to that GCW show, and my wife has to work, so it's like, fuck. And it's too far away, so if she gets called in, I don't have enough time to come back.
Yeah,
I was hoping to be a little bit closer, but
it is. It is November 8th.
November 8th. I thought it was at the end of the month.
No, so it's not. It's not next week. It's the week
JP
after.
JP versus Dylan Nix in a lobster cage match.
I'll fight JP in a lobster cage match. Who said that? Is that Tyler?
No, that's not Tyler. I don't know who that is, honestly. Papa?
Mr. Wayne. So I see Kappa, I think one thing. And I don't know. Yeah, it is Tyler. That's what I thought. So. All right. So I get confused every split seconds. Right. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I'll fight JP in a lobster cage match. Yeah, why not?
You've done a cage match. It was not great.
But I've done a cage match, yes. not my best cage match. Would I do another cage match? Hell yeah. Yeah.
Freaking donkey.
I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you, I did the cage match to say I've done a cage match. It's like I do some of these weird stip matches to say I've at least done them, you know? Because imagine doing your entire career not having a cage match.
Yeah, I want a cage match so bad. But Dunkey's like, I'll do a whisper in the wind. Dunkey, you can't even hit the whisper in the wind. You're not going to do it.
Oh, he can hit it. Talk about the catch his ass. Especially the fifth time we're calling the match and there's no Dunkey. Larry's like, everyone, move. Oh, my God. So speaking of Larry, I just had a funny thought. There's a couple shows ago, I was tagging with him and, Larry's like, he's off doing other stuff, right? Off doing Larry stuff. He had to wrestle another match early in the day. So I was like, all right, we'll just call this match without Larry and we'll just piece him in when he gets here, right? So I'm calling, and Larry's like, so what am I doing? I'm like, your normal comeback. He's like, oh, what's my normal comeback? And I was like, Polish, chop, chop, sit on the guy. And Larry's like, okay. Out to the ring we went.
Okay.
I was like, geez, I don't remember everyone else's shit but my own.
Right. Do you want to tell the story about the cage match?
Oh, sure. I can tell the story about the cage match. I think it's on YouTube. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. So it was me.
It's bad.
It was who else was on my team?
You got Kyle.
Cocky Kyle and Ricky Williams. We were the heels. Yeah. And facing Cousin Larry, Ryan Michael Colson, and Dunkey. And it was just, I don't even remember how it got set up. Honestly, it was set up earlier in the night the show before, and Kat's wandered off and I've lost Kat. But yeah, it was set up the night before. We cage match, yada, yada, yada. We go in and do all the fun stuff, do cage match stuff. Real funny ass moment. Cocky Kyle has a pair of handcuffs. He can't get the handcuffs to work. Like, he can't figure out how to put a handcuff on someone. Because we're trying to handcuff Colson to the bottom rope, right? Because that's one of the spots. I was like, fuck, move. And I grabbed the handcuffs. I was like, snap. And I popped him right on Colson, like one shot. And he's like, how the hell do you know how to do that? I was like, how do you not know how to use handcuffs? Right.
You ever played Cops and Robbers as a kid?
Exactly. Dunkey went to do the dunk in the wind, and we just moved. We're like
the dunk in the wind. Yeah, basically. The dunk in the wind
is what he called it.
Every single time he goes for it, like, yeah. Dude, like, you don't. Yeah. He goes, what? I can do it. I'm like, no.
One of the funniest moments I had in that entire match was I joked with Perry Von Vicious before the match. He was like, I ain't bumping for no one. Fuck this noise. I bumped the most out of everyone in that match.
Well, it, as soon as it got to six people, it became a clusterfuck.
You couldn't that was really the biggest bump. Problem. But I literally was like just bumping for everyone. Now, my biggest pop of that entire night, I will tell you guys the fam of the podcast this funny story was, if you don't know who he is, there's a fisherman who's local. He's kind of really big. His name is Jacob Knowles.
Oh, that's right.
Jacob lives down in that area, and I didn't realize that he would be
the TikTok guy, right? Show.
Yeah, the TikTok guy. He's cool as shit, by the way. I look over. I go to talk to Sam, my girlfriend. I look over, and I'm like, Sam, is that Jacob Knowles? And she's like, I think it is. I'm like, holy crap. I'm fanboying a little bit because I'm still working on the boats at this time. Yeah, not quite like – I'm not quite marking out, but I'm fanboying a little bit. I fully admit this. So I'm like – oh, holy crap, that's so cool. I'm standing out there. Mind you, I'm in gear at this point because we'd already I've already changed and we've called and stuff. And I just went out to say hi to Sam. And I'm like fanboying. And she's like, she looks at me. She's like, babe, you're fucking stupid. And I'm like, what? She's like, you're in gear already. He's here to see you. Go say hi. And I went, oh shit, that's right.
I'll be right back.
So I walked over, I shook his hand, I said hi, and he was right in the front row at the beginning of the show, but by the time our match came out, I looked for him, I couldn't find him, I thought maybe he'd left, because he had his two kids with him, and his kids were probably four or five, somewhere in that area.
Apparently, yeah, what happened is it's time to go.
Yeah. Well, no, what happened is he was there for the entire show. Apparently, Giant Orion came out, and Giant Orion is legit 7 feet tall. And he came out and got on some chairs next to them and made him look like he was 9'3". And I guess the kids freaked out a little. So they went a few rows back. So that's where they ended up. But no, it was cool. Like, that was, besides, you know, wrestling in a cage, that was my favorite part of that show.
That's dope. So
it's like, Jacob Mills, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. Lucky bitch. I want to meet him.
Dude, cool dude. Seriously. 100%.
He seems cool. His TikTok. Yeah. I like his TikToks. So a lot of people.
Sorry. Go ahead. No, I was gonna say I love getting on there and people ask like lobstering questions, and I'll answer them. Because I know I only did the job for 7 years, 6 years. So, right. Go ahead, Kat. Sorry.
So a lot of people have like speculated. Thank you. Jeez, I can't talk.
I knew you were getting there.
I've had apparently half of a beard is too much.
Yeah, it's hammered.
Apparently. Everyone speculated like why Cody Rhodes has left AEW. There's been, you know, thoughts it was the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, the other thoughts of Tony Khan. So we brought this up last podcast with JP, and I was like, I have the clip somewhere and I just need to find it. So I found it, I got two different ones, one that was almost a year ago and then one actually very recently, which we kind of can like speculate why he left. So let me play the one that was 11 months ago. He was on the Comedians podcast. I had this pulled up and ready to go and I don't have it. It's on the video. So he was on the Comedians podcast and they asked him the questions and he asked why he left AEW. So I have that right here. As it's not playing. Just 1 second. Right here. Flag rant is what it's called.
EW, you're the VP. You have everything. Once again, life is great. You're making money. You took all the risk. Yeah. No reason to leave. You're killing it. Everything's going great, right? Why on earth would you shake the cage again?
I don't want to give you a Cody lie.
Well, give us a Cody lie.
So many factors that went into it, but this is one small example, because when I start talking about this, people try to cite, it was this. Here's what I can tell you. It wasn't. It wasn't anything to do with Tony and Brandy. That's a big one you hear all the time, that Tony did. didn't sign Brandy. No, Brandy had been re-signed. Roads to the Top. We had a nice show on TBS that had been renewed for a second season. Go Big Show, which I was doing with Bert Kreischer and Snoop.
You're
and,
killing it.
So we're at,
you have all these other things you're also leaving. I don't know if people realize that, but you had the reality show, the show that you're hosting with Bert, and obviously.
Honestly, I forgot all those too. I forgot that he had all the shows that was connected with AEW. I was like, oh yeah, shit.
Yeah, that's there's right. at least two that he had. Secondary.
And left it all to go back to WWE.
Actually, you're a fixture and part of a VP of this wrestling organization. So to leave all of that.
Yeah, it was just a situation that felt icky, and this is how I kind of look at it in the end. I had really great memories with all of them, all the way back to All In, like the Woodstock of wrestling. I had a really beautiful experience for a while, and I wanted to keep the memories good. I wanted to be able in 10 years, if I see those guys, or I wanted to keep them good. Yeah, I also wanted them to know, this is the Louisiana Purchase of Wrestling, dog. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure. But I had great memories with them, and I wanted them to... Okay. To know.
So yeah, so the speculation basically with Cody, and it still is that Cody wanted the company to go one direction and the Young Bucks and Kenny wanted to go the other. Cody wanted, like, you saw in the beginning, Cody didn't want to be a champion. Like, he had, like, what was a championship match where he lost, he would never...
First 6 months, it was him and Jericho, and it was basically if he loses, he never gets a title shot.
And he lost.
So,
and I like that, because it's like, okay, you're the booker, basically, and you're showing the fans that, hey, I'm not taking advantage of being a booker and making myself on top. The opposite is we got the, I think they found out very quickly, is that the other guys didn't want that. They want to make sure that they're on top the whole time. Which is why you see the problem with Young Bucks. Every single time they come out, everybody fucking boos. They change channel shit like that. They created literally a trio championship because that Tony wouldn't let them be champion, tag champions. Yeah. I think it was FTR that time, was champion. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, now we got these three. It's like, oh, it's obviously going to be the fucking Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. And sure enough, guess what? That's exactly what happened. Yep. So, most recently he came, question was asked again, basically, and he gave a little bit better, explanation. And like I said, I thought originally it was because Tony, you know, he had ideas. Tony's like, no, they're dumb, whatever. So he's like, okay, see you later. Bye. But he, explains a little bit more in this podcast with, Bill Simmons.
2022 at AEW is going to 2024 is basically going to be the same thing, and you're just running back years, but nothing, you're not elevating anymore. You're just kind of, you're kind of here, and you can't go here.
Gosh, I know that.
That was my perception from afar. No,
yeah, nothing. And I feel like maybe that's a little bit of it. I think I started thinking about writing a book the other day. I've never even really considered writing a book, but we've done some fun stuff.
I think it would go well.
Right. The book. And I think that's I was thinking of what would I say? How would I put it? Cause there's clearly bad blood, but there's also clearly respect, and love. And in the end, the way I kind of see it is if I felt disrespected ever at WWE, that's one thing. That's a company that was built. Look at this glass. You know, that's the Yankees. That's the flagship of it all. If I ever felt there, you know, I was a number on a sheet, maybe, but feeling disrespected at something I built.
Yeah.
With my friends and with us, that we built, feeling disrespected there, I wouldn't stand for it. And I think Brandy and I both, I'm so blessed to have her. It was one of those where it was, fuck it. Like, I did way more here than you think. And you're going to find out the moment I'm out the door. And I hate saying that with any sense of anger or rage, but I'm like the angriest person you're ever going to meet. I'm always...
I'd like to be in the top five.
Right.
So like, when you said that, I was thinking about when I left ESPN. I was like, okay, guys, you're going to say
right
same thing. Like, it made me so ready for the next thing.
To me, the greatest, I don't believe in like the cold hearted, backstabby type of revenge. The greatest revenge on earth is success. And I felt like we were sitting on something wonderful, something great, a huge, potentially with what I was doing with the American Nightmare as a bad guy, as a good guy, yeah, as something in between. We're sitting on something magic. And if I'm not going to do it in the house that I literally with Matt, Nick and Kenny built, then buddy, I'm going elsewhere.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like it was creative, just, you know, ideas, yeah, that they decided, yeah, that he wanted to do one way and they wanted nothing to do with it. So he's like, yeah, you know, fuck it.
You guys, I'm going home.
Right. And I like looking at Reddit because I was, you know, trying to figure out like what maybe the other people said. This guy saying he heard a rumor that Cody wanted AEW to be like Jim Crockett Promotions, while Kenny and the Bucks wanted it to be like PWG.
Yeah.
The Elite won, and they got the hybrid of PWG and GCW. And yeah. I assume Cody didn't like the direction of the company, and that's why he left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. But
you saw in the beginning, like, because it was a lot of like WCW.
Yeah.
In-ring interviews, shit like that. When people were talking shit, like he, yeah, like that famous fucking promo segment where Cody's like, I like, this isn't the other promotion. If you're talking shit to me, we're gonna do something about it. And got out of the ring and chased after Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and now you can see it's like literally like kind of Timu of WWE, where besides the extreme part, where they do everything basically the same way.
Here's a fun question for you, Kat.
What's right there? Oh, the when I get booked, I had a little tissy fit in the group chat. I'm gonna be honest, that everyone was getting booked besides me. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then somebody laid it out. Hey, dummy. Did you let people know that you're back? And I was like, no.
I
actually reached out to Neil and Turner, let them know that I'm back.
Because you can be back for like a one shot, but still not be back full time. But if you're back full time, let people know, like, yo, I'm back and I'm taking bookings. You could have like literally blasted it all over Facebook and be like, I'm back and taking bookings, bitches.
And it was literally after the conversation I had with Randy, because he said the same thing. Like, I know you're not back full time. He's like, oh, no, I am back. He's like, oh, Randy's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Thinking
the same thing.
Yeah.
So I made sure I reached out and let him know.
Everyone asked me, is like, is he back? And I was like, you have to ask him. I don't know.
You said I retired the longest fucking time, you asshole.
I was fucking with you. Like, I said semi-retired.
Yeah,
semi-retired. Because I was fucking
every single time somebody asks, I'm like, I'm sitting right here, you dick, and it's I'm coming back eventually.
Like, yeah, Kat's semi-retired. Oh man, it was just to piss them off more than anything.
Yeah, oh yeah, you did piss me off every single fucking time.
That was good shit.
Oh shit, I think that's gonna do it for tonight. Yeah. You're yawning as it is.
Oh, dude, like I said, my week's been...
A week?
Well, I'll do a quick explanation. So, so I have two bosses. I have the doctor, who is the owner, and his wife. His wife's kind of like runs the side that I work on. And the doctor was gone for the last 3 days, and it was chaos. So, we had sent out... I'm pulling back curtain a little bit on the real world here. We sent out over 700 bills because our old biller sucked. She had said she was sending bills out and billing people. She wasn't. So we're literally, my boss would hate me saying this, but we were playing catch up basically. And so I got screamed at a lot over the last few days because people got their bills like, why do I owe this money? And I try to explain it. They're like, rah! And I'm like, dude, I'm just the guy on the phone. So it was a long few days. We'll say it that way.
Yeah, that just fucking sucks. Yeah.
So, but you know, trust me, I don't want to be sending yelling at people like, hey, you pay us money. I'm not that.
Especially
I don't
like being yell back.
I don't like being that guy. I really don't. I'm literally just the guy on the phone. So,
what do I this morning? Like, okay, yeah. Listen, fucker. The other guy,
dude, there's times I just want to be like, did you come see us and have the service done? Yeah, then you owe us fucking money.
Yeah. Did you get a bill from our service? No, you owe us fucking money.
You owe us fucking money. Deal with it. Yeah, no. So, anyway, like I said, it's been that type of week. So I'm a little exhausted, and I'm gonna sleep in tomorrow. And I guess shit to do around the house tomorrow, but I'll
putter. I get shit to do all fucking weekend. That's the last thing I want to fucking do.
We were supposed to go to the wildlife park tomorrow, and that's not happening. So,
oh, boo.
Yeah, just unfortunately, life's in the way again. So.
Yep.
So I'll probably
adult.
I know. I'll probably button up the house for winter.
Yeah, I got to get oil too. That reminds me.
We got. I got to put the storm doors on and get the windows covered up.
Yeah, I got to do that too. I got to take the AC out of the window.
Smart move. Yeah,
I haven't done that yet.
Considering right now, let me check my temperature gauge. It's 49 degrees out.
It's nice.
I'm gonna kick you in the dick.
I like it cold.
I do too, but there's level. I'm wearing a hoodie, dude. If I'm wearing a hoodie in my own house, it's a little fucking chilly.
My heater isn't even on right now.
Yeah. You probably actually.
And I'm in a t-shirt.
You probably have insulation in your house.
Bullshit, I do.
I have an old farmhouse.
It's either way too hot or way too cold in this fucking place.
Yeah, it sounds like my
place. I'm just used to it by now.
Our downstairs is actually really nice most of the time. So
it's nice to see you that you're in your actual office, though.
I know, right?
It just took you over a year.
That's temporary. The poster behind me, just because it was a blank wall. It was duct taped up. It fell down, so I put it back up. But I'm going to take it back down because it's going to be a shelf behind me with all the belts on it and probably some figures and stuff.
Yeah.
This is temporary. This is going to move somewhere else. I don't know where. That is unfortunately permanent. I'm going to put a new flag in front of it, though. That's a storage unit that I kind of have to leave in here because we have no other place to put it. So, but hey,
slap some wrestling shit on it. Wrestling.
I actually have a, I'm either going to put my pirate flag over it. It says time flies when we're having rum, or I'm going to put either the Stark or the Greyjoy flag over it.
Or
my MSP flag. I get four flags. I can pick one and throw it over.
There you go.
So,
all right, do your fucking plugs. Let's get out of here.
All right, you can find me on all social media platforms at DOTDNix, as Top Shelf Troy Nelson would say, .nix. I laughed when he said that to me the other day, and I was like, dude, it's been 4 years. I haven't gone by that. He's like, .nix. I'm like, okay, fine. So, yes. So, DOTDNix, NIX. That is Facebook. That is TikTok. That is Instagram. That is... wherever else you may find me. You can find me also here every Friday. I think we already plugged that shit. Oh, upcoming shows. So I finally did something cool. I have a whiteboard. I wrote all my shows on it. You probably can't see that, so I'll just read them off.
I could actually see it.
Oh, could you? Yep. So November 1st, Let's Wrestle in Dover Foxcroft. That'd be fun. We're going to, it's the...
I'll also be there. No.
That's the Let's Wrestle Cup or something like that, right? Memorial Cup?
I think
Battle Royal?
Is it a Battle Royal or is it a Rumble?
It's something. We're gonna eat each other's ass.
It's only Dojo Kids, so it probably is a fucking Battle Royal.
Well, it might be. I'd love it to be a Rumble. That way we each get our own entrance and stuff. So.
Right.
November 21st, Ring Wars and Brewer.
I'll also be there.
Cool. November 22nd. I hate to say this, but I had someone pick my brain at Cindy and Lee's wedding, and I'm working Phoenix on November 22nd.
Oh my god, you got fucking hypocrites!
Okay,
both let me you and JP.
Oh no, I never said I wouldn't work it. I never said I wouldn't work it.
Fuck that place! I'll never go. So I'm going to the fucking Phoenix.
I've never said that, and here's why I'm doing it. Because Dad's, I have a streak.
Dad is disappointed in you.
Dad can be disappointed in me all he wants. It's one show, and I'm working it for one reason. That way I keep my streak of working every company you made alive. I have my reasons. Okay. November 28th is MEW in Franklin. November 29th is NAWA in Farmington. I haven't done December, actually. December 5th, I will be there this fucking time, is NAWA Geno's. I will be there. December 19th is Sanford for Larry once again for North Atlantic Wrestling Association, and rounding out the month, NAWA at Skips on the 27th.
There you go. I'm not doing any of those dates.
If I feel like going down to New Hampshire, I can do New Year's Eve, but we'll see what happens there.
I'm not doing any of those shows besides Ring Wars and Let's Wrestle And IWE is on the 4th of December.
Yeah, so you see, you have something that you have, you're doing something I'm not doing because you're.
Well, I won't do NAWA, and it's nothing against Larry. It's just I am having to wait for a babysitter, which means I cannot commute with others, which means I have to pay full gas.
Yeah.
And paying for a babysitter, paying for full gas, and driving all the way to
Farmington. Farmington's not far.
Farmington, I'm still at a loss though.
Eh.
I'm still running at a loss with Farmington. Like I wouldn't like the only reason why I'm doing an IWE show is because it's an IWE show.
Yeah.
No, IWE's in Farmington and Fairfield.
Oh. Is it Farmington or Fairfield?
Fairfield.
Eh. No, I'm talking about Larry. Sorry, yawning. Sam sent me on my dates.
I'm losing money doing it and I can't. Farmington. So if Larry did a
I know the feeling.
If Larry did a more suitable area, then yeah, I could do it. I actually turned down a Phoenix Pro Wrestling like a while ago. And I told them like until you guys get your shit straight.
Apparently what I've heard they've been fine. They had a little hiccup. I'm just saying what I've heard.
I don't know about that. I want to make sure you get your money before you fucking show up.
As long as I get paid, that's all I'm saying. As long as I get paid, get
your money before you walk in. I'm just saying.
I swear to God, if I break down the ring and I get someone walks up to me and says I have no money, I'm like, you will never see my ass again.
Yep. So we'll see.
I will say it that way.
Just saying, we'll see. Big Cat Tyler Adams on Instagram and TikTok, Tyler Adams on Twitter and Facebook. Purse Sessions is on every platform, wrestling at every platform. Of course, you can catch us live every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And
8:45 today.
8:45. Well, we wanted to go around early. I was supposed to be by myself, so I was happy that you were here. So, and then, of course, if you can't catch us live and you're driving to other shit, you can always catch the podcast on every audio platform. And other than that, yeah, we'll see you guys probably next week. Unless shit happens.
I looked down at my schedule. I'm like, am I free next week? Yes,
I should be next week. That's what I was looking at. I can't remember if there's any shows.
Next Saturday is the show, not next Friday.
Yeah.
next Friday is Halloween, though. So I guess we're going to do a spooky show. Maybe we'll dress up.
If it's a Friday show for Halloween, then we won't be on. That's what I was saying.
Next Friday's Halloween.
Yeah, so I won't be. We won't have a show.
Oh, okay. Because
no one's gonna watch it.
Because we'll go drink. I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody's going to go party and shit. We'll do, maybe we'll do something in the week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
If not, whatever. We'll see you guys when we see you guys.
Yeah.
Kwai. Have a good one. Yeah. Kwai in the words of Road Dog. Shit, we got to get him back on.
Red Dog.
I think every single time I say the same fucking thing and mess it up. See you later, boy. Per session signing off, but we ain't saying goodbye. Keep your fans like steel reaching from the sky. Professional wrestling, we'll never let it go. Big cats in the house, bringing the rumble to the show.